Yes, 2 hours down, 2 hours to go here on News Radio 930 WBEN. We thank you for making us a part of your day today and every day. It is Beamer in for Bowerly here. Just a programming note, on Sunday this week, we'll be joined by Dwayne Whitmer. He is the Libertarian candidate for county executive. Also be joined by Dave Leventhal. And we'll have an opportunity for you to call in at 803-0930. And as we've been doing this week, give me your questions for the candidates for the county executive. Dwayne Whitmer is one of them. He'll be joining me on Sunday. And then next week on the 29th, the two other candidates, Mark Poloncarz and Chrissy Casilio, will be joining us live in studio. So those questions you can get in at 803-0930. Should be fun or interesting 3 weeks, three more hard lines until election day. And we will be bringing you campaign information on all three of them leading up to the big election day for the county executive here in Erie County. You know, I'm always very interested in the amount of people outside of Erie County who follow Erie County politics. No offense to the great people in Niagara County or in Wyoming County or in Cattaraugus County. No offense at all. I love those counties. I'm just saying, I don't know anything about your county government. Maybe I should know more. I do host Hardline. Maybe I should not admit to that. Obviously in Niagara County, I know, you're members of the Assembly, you're members of the State Senate. I know you're a member of Congress. I've had those individuals on Hardline. But I couldn't tell you much about the county government in those counties. But it is interesting that Erie County's politics are followed. It's kind of like in Canada. Besides Justin Trudeau, I couldn't tell you anything about the Canadian government, except Justin Trudeau and Ottawa. But Canadians, especially the ones that call in here, know everything about our politics. I think it's great. I really do. It's just maybe it shows that I should be reading up more. Now, earlier in the show, we brought up that Shania Twain will be in town tonight at the Key Bank Center. Joan Amherst has seen Shania Twain and I guess is giving us a preview of what to expect at the Key Bank Center. Joe, thanks for calling in. All right, well, Joe was calling in. Joe, if you hear this and wonder why you're not on hold anymore, it is because we went to you and it sounded like you were playing with utensils. Right? Like he was getting his utensils out for dinner. So, Joe, call us back if you want. 803-0930, star 930. Again, if we've talked about it, the lines are open. We were talking about the series Painkiller. And let me tell you, obviously it stuck with me. I wouldn't be making a topic about it if it didn't stick with me. But that is on Netflix. Netflix, the service that is raising their prices again, this time to $22.99 if you're on their full-fledged plan. And, you know, I know I've asked this. We've gone back to this. $22.99 a month. Let me ask you, is going to streaming turning out to be exactly what you were trying to avoid with cable? Because to me, streaming is now more expensive than cable. And there's still not the streaming platform where I can get all my sports, right? Like there's ESPN Plus, but I can't get regular ESPN with that. There's MSG Plus, which I think was a great idea for the Buffalo Sabres. And you can buy that and get all the Sabre games without having cable. I think that was a great idea. I think they were actually pretty late to the table with that because I do think that's the future. You know, for years, we've been asking for a la carte television options, right? Hey, cable company, say, give us 25 channels. We get to pick the 25 channels. And I think now, slowly, you would have thought this rollout would have been a little quicker, but slowly you're starting to see if it's MSG here in Western New York and in New York City, or Bally Sports. Now, obviously, Bally Sports has not done everything, right? They filed for bankruptcy. But Bally Sports out in Ohio, you can get Bally Sports Plus and get the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Cleveland Indians, whatever else they have. I'm sorry. The Cleveland
Guardians.
Thank you, Tanner. You can get those by just paying for the station, right? So they've kind of gone outside the cable company and said, well, we're losing money with the cable companies. We're losing money because either people just aren't paying for cable or they're watching us a different way where we're not making the money. So why not make our station available to people who just want, hey, you want to watch the Cavs, you want to watch the Guardians, you want to watch the Sabres, buy the station. Then you get the station streamed on the app and you don't have to go through cable. Again, I'm surprised it took this long. The Weather Channel, not sports related, but the Weather Channel does that, where you can buy the Weather Channel on the app and get the Weather Channel without cable. And I do think you're going to see this more and more because, again, look at Bally Sports. Now, one or two things can happen, right? Either this is what they'll do and this will work, or your regional sports networks like Bally Sports just won't exist anymore. And you will go back to, I think this is a good idea, and this is no offense to the regional sports networks out there, but people are cutting the cord, and people are still cutting the cord, even though streaming has become more and more expensive. Cable is also expensive, last time I checked. So what people are doing is, all right, well, I can get my local stations on the antenna, right? So if you're a Bills fan, you don't need cable to watch any Bills game. That's an NFL rule. I think it's actually a great rule by the NFL. It's one of the things I will give them a round of applause for. But if I'm a professional sports team and you know the regional sports network that I'm affiliated with is either not doing well or not paying us, as you saw in the MLB this year with some teams, there are so many stations. Have you ever just plugged in the antenna and said, you know, find me the stations? You get like 50-some stations out here in Western New York, with the main stations and then the digital stations. I am surprised that there hasn't been this push, and I know there is behind the scenes, but that we haven't seen more regional sports networks collapse into an over-the-air option. Now, obviously, that will be heavily advertised, but I think if the app thing doesn't work, and we'll have to see, you have to get a few years. If the app thing doesn't work, I wouldn't be surprised if sports go to the antenna. My point is, I'm a rare example of why people are sticking to cable. I'm sticking to cable because I love sports, right? Last night, last night wasn't on cable. That's not a good example. But I like to watch sports. There was a college game on that I was flipping back and forth to. But I like to watch, you know, I like to watch the Sabres. I like to watch the Bills. I like to watch the Hokies. I like to watch the Mets. I want all of that. So until there is a plan where I can watch those teams, now the Sabres have come up with that plan. The Bills are on the antenna. If the Mets and college football find a way, you know, maybe then I don't need cable. But right now, the reason I'm sticking with cable is sports. And I think a majority of people are sticking with cable because sports. You do not have the selection outside of cable. Now, obviously, ESPN with ESPN Plus is working on that. But the problem is, at the same time, ESPN's, you know, kind of losing money, as you see with the layoffs that they have there. Apple TV, the rumors are they're going to be looking to acquire some of those contracts when they come up. I think that would be pretty huge. Right, and you pay for the what you want, and you don't get what you don't want, right? And now you're seeing with streaming. I mean, $22.99 a month for Netflix, that's ridiculous. I mean, what are you watching on Netflix that you're going to keep paying $22.99? I watched Seinfeld on Netflix, right? We watched the Painkiller miniseries, I said this a few weeks ago. I think with streaming, it's going to be to the point where you just cancel your subscription until something you want comes out, and then you buy that month and you watch as many episodes as you can. But if you put all the streaming services together, you are paying more for that than you're paying for cable, and you're still not getting what you are getting with cable. Like, this isn't a paid program for cable. I think they're way expensive too, but you're not going to get what you're getting with cable on streaming. Again, I'll start with sports. You're not going to be getting these sports. If you bought every streaming package, everything that's available, you are still going to miss out on some of the sports that's on cable. That's just the way it is. And you're going to be paying. I mean, add these things up. Netflix is now $22.99. If you have Hulu, Disney Plus, and ESPM Plus, add another $20 to that. Now we're at $42.99. If you get Max, we'll say just the ad-free version of that. Add $12.99 to that, right? You get what I'm saying? And you pile those costs up and up. I mean, you're paying as much as you're paying for cable, and you're not getting the stations that you get with cable, right? You add Paramount Plus to that. You add Peacock to that. So it's a time now, unfortunately, where if you want to watch something on TV, there's a good chance you're going to be paying way more than you would have paid for it just 5 years ago when we were all making this push to cut the cord. And it's just getting more and more expensive. But eventually, I mean, I said this when all these streaming services came out. I stick by this. One's already folded into the other, right? With Discovery and Warner merging. Now, Max is Discovery Plus and HBO Max. But these cannot all survive. I mean, Netflix is up to $22.99. It'll be up to $30 before you know it. I mean, most people cannot pay $30 a month for something they are not watching every day. And I can't believe that there are that many people out there that are literally watching Netflix every day. Like I said, I love to watch Seinfeld reruns on Netflix. I can watch the reruns on Comedy Central. Like if it comes to one or the other, I'm going to keep cable over Netflix. So it's like the streaming industry is hurting itself and kind of pushing people back to cable. 803-0930, star 930. What do you think? And how do you manage your TV? Are you just hey, old school, I have cable. If it's on cable, I'm watching it. If not, I don't need to watch it. Do you have all these streaming services? I mean, how much are you paying for the stuff that's connected to your TV a month? I mean, for some of you, it's got to be in the 300s. Are you getting $300 worth of television? I do have some positive breaking news here for you. Josh Allen has been removed from the injury report and is 100% good to go against the Patriots. Not that there was much question about that, but as long as a player's name is on the injury report, I'm going to worry. But Josh Allen, who has in his career been very good in Foxborough, is cleared to play off the injury report. And let me tell you, after last week, the Bills need to win by 3 touchdowns. The Patriots are not a good team. And I think it's time for the Bills offense to start clicking. And this is the week to do it. You get a short week with Tampa in town next Thursday. This is the game to get that high-powered offense back and in scoring and being flawless. The offense we know and love. Ray is in Dunkirk. Ray, what are you watching on TV?
Well, you won't believe this, and this is no Cox and Bull story, but I get 106 channels for free because of my long-range antenna on a rotor.
So
I aim it. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, explain that. So, yeah, you were going to, and I interrupted you. I'm sorry.
No, I'm right in the middle between Buffalo and Erie, which is perfect because I aim it towards Buffalo, get all the Buffalo channels. I aim it towards Erie, I get all the Erie channels. I aim it north, I get all the Canadian channels. It all adds up to 109 channels. And I'm not making it up. I mean, it's not as much sports, I admit it, but would you believe there's even 4 channels coming out of Olean, of all places, that is nothing but sports, but I can't always get it.
Now,
if you think I'm kidding, you can look it up. It's called WVVTV, and it's in Olean. I didn't even know they had stations.
No, that's news to me. Ray, let me ask you, what is the furthest you get a channel from?
Sometimes later on I get Cleveland on good weather days. You know, the weather plays into it too.
See, I am
most of the time, pardon me?
I am such a media nerd. Like your setup fascinates me because I'm the kind of person that at night, still in 2023, I'm on the AM radio band seeing how far I can get stations from, and that's exactly
what I do that too. I used to be a shortwave buff, and boy, they've eliminated a lot of those things. They're gone.
Yeah, unfortunately, I had a shortwave radio too. That was a lot of fun back in the late 90s.
Exactly. But no, honestly, well, what I have, and I'm afraid you may not be able to get anymore, I have a super-sized long-range Radio Shack antenna. Well, we all know what happened to Radio Shack.
Unfortunately, yeah.
But I've got the rotor and everything. I just started using it a couple of years ago, and I was amazed at the channels I get because they all split off. You must have heard of Channel 56 out of Buffalo. There's 12 channels right there.
Yes, in Colombo, Saturday mornings.
Exactly.
Oh, yes. Well, I do watch Channel 56.
Right. Well, I can swing it over to Channel 24 in Erie and get the same Columbo thing. So some of it's repeat stuff. But I'm not making this up. I get a slow amount of Canada, a slow amount of Erie, and a slow amount of Buffalo, and once in a while, Olean, and I'm not making that up.
Let me ask you, what's the best signal? Like, of all the channels you get, what's the most reliable?
Buffalo and Erie pretty equal. Channel 24 out of Erie comes in really good. Channel 35 comes in good. 247 obviously out of Buffalo.
Well, Ray, I am fascinated by that setup. It would be difficult to get me off the TV because I would just be repositioning and rescanning just to see what I can get.
It's the combination of the huge antenna and the rotor. You know, that's what does it. And believe me, that antenna is probably 30 years old. I hadn't used it in 10 years. I was surprised it even worked again. But when I got tired of what you said, my cable bill was up to like $79, and who cares about the shopping channel or a running channel or whatever they got.
Well, here's the thing. On that antenna, you got a few shopping channels.
You do, and I just ignore them.
Hey, Ray, appreciate the call. Ray in Dunkirk. See, that is absolutely fascinating to me. And it is, I mean, I will say this. It is cool, all the digital channels that feed off of the main channel. You know, Channel 2, I think, has like 5. They have Antenna TV, which is like a over-the-air TV land. They've got True Crime. They've got a lot of stuff. You've got 51, which is Ion Television, but Court TV branches off that, and a bunch of other. There's a lot of cool stuff that you can find. Now, again, yes, like Ray said, not all the sports, but you know, a lot of college football over the air over the weekends, and you get most of the NFL games over the air on the weekends. So that's a pretty cool setup. And being in Dunkirk, you're positioned perfectly to get those Erie channels, those Buffalo channels, Ontario, and as he said, Olean. So that's a really cool setup. Going to old school, taking it from over the air. And I think more people are grabbing stuff over air to supplement their streaming. What about you? 803-0930, star 930. And have you been pushed away? We talked about this 6 months ago. Has anything changed in 6 months? As almost every streaming service has raised their price since the last time we had this discussion, has it changed the way you watch TV? And what is that bill per month? If you had to add everything up on your TV, how much are you paying per month? Beamer in for Bowerly back after this. You know, it's Friday. We got less than 90 minutes. I don't really want to go all into politics, but it's absolutely embarrassing what's going on in Congress. The House of Representatives. Someone always has to be wise and say, Joe, it's all Congress. Okay, the House of Representatives. You know what I mean? This is embarrassing. This is ridiculous. And it's all Matt Gaetz's fault, just so everyone knows. If Hakeem Jeffries over the weekend somehow becomes Speaker of the House with a Republican majority, you can blame no one else but Matt Gaetz. He did this all because he needed the spotlight, he needed the camera time, he wanted to be on Meet the Press, Face the Nation, This Week, CNN. He got his media tour, and now look, 2 weeks later, we are still without any action on the floor of Congress. It's embarrassing. I thought Republicans wanted to defeat Joe Biden in 24, not hand him a second term. But acting like children, and that's what the Republicans are doing, acting like children, Joe Biden, I don't care what any poll says now, every day this goes on, you're giving Democrats, and again, if that's what you want, that's what you want. Half our audience, I'm sure, is Democrats, and they're probably cheering this whole thing, which, good, you should be. But every day this goes on, again, saying that Kevin McCarthy wasn't conservative enough, but every day this goes on, you're giving Democrats another ad, another campaign message. You're giving Joe Biden more to work with in his campaign in 2024. So I say shame on Matt Gaetz and shame on every member of Congress who cannot just agree on a body to put as Speaker of the House. Matt Gaetz didn't like Kevin McCarthy. I wonder how he feels about Hakeem Jeffries. Just saying. But we'll see. We'll see what it's embarrassing. It's absolutely embarrassing. And we'll see what happens. And like I said, we'll talk about it on Hardline Sunday with Dave Leventhal, and hoping to have Congresswoman Claudia Tenney join us as well on Sunday to get her perspective of what's going on. She's been there. She's been in the meetings. I will say this. If it was I said this on Monday, so I'm pretty much just repeating myself. If it was a private ballot, this never would have happened. That's how I feel. If it was a private ballot from day one, this never would have happened. But here's where we are. And we'll go from there. I just hope that over the weekend they can agree on someone. Because like I said, you've got one member of Congress who's already said they're going to be gone this weekend. So that's one less Republican. So it's not crazy to think that Hakeem Jeffries could somehow, if there's not enough people on the floor voting, be the Speaker of the House. I wonder how that will go for Matt Gaetz's political career if he's the reason that for the first time ever, there's a Democratic House of Speaker with a Republican majority. I mean, it's I'll say it, the party's in shambles right now. I don't want to take calls on this or do this as a topic, but Sean in Williamsville, I will take your call. You disagree with me, go ahead.
I do disagree with you. You know why? Because you try to blame it on one individual. You know how many times throughout history one individual had to make a stand? Why aren't you bringing up every uniparty Republican rhino who puts every American's needs, especially those of us in Western New York, to this side so they can keep funding Ukraine, they can send money to Israel, everybody else, and you want to blame it on Matt Gaetz?
Well,
you think that one individual is so powerful, right? Why aren't you saying anything? You know the difference between the left and the right? The left's ideology, they stand beside each other regardless, whether it's abortion, whatever moral, ethical failing they have, they stand behind them. And the problem with average Americans like yourself is you'd rather choose to go against somebody who you probably strongly believe with if you were to objectively look at his feelings.
But Sean, all I'm saying is I think it was reckless when you don't have a plan. Like there should have, if this was his plan from day one, he should never have voted president and never elected Kevin McCarthy. I will let you back on in a minute, but he should never have voted president, and he should never had if he was so against Kevin McCarthy. Matt Gaetz never wanted Kevin McCarthy to be the Speaker of the House. So if the plan was for this to happen, then he should never have let it happen in January. He should never have given in and voted present. This was his plan from day one. All right? Like I said, I'm not the biggest Kevin McCarthy fan. But you're telling me right now is better? When the Republican Party is every day this is going on, the Republican Party is hurting itself in the 2024 election. So you can believe everything Matt Gaetz says. You can be Team Matt Gaetz all the way. But if you don't think this is helping Joe Biden, you're not paying attention. Sean, I'll let you continue.
I think what helps Joe Biden is folks like yourself are so quick to turn and side with rhinos. Why don't I hear you talking about, hey, guys, why don't we unify as a party? It doesn't strike you as strange that these rhinos who say what they want on the news to pretend that they care about middle-class Americans like yourselves, you don't think that they should kind of get behind Jim Jordan? But no.
I think everyone should.
So then why isn't Matt Gaetz a hero then to you?
Because Matt Gaetz should have done this in January, Sean. Jim Jordan could have been the nominee in January. He gave in after 14 ballots. Why not just keep the fight going? He did it now because...
But January is January, my friend. We're in October. If this was you, let me ask you this. If you were any other Republican, would you vote against Jim Jordan?
No, I would vote for Jim Jordan. I would have voted for Jim Jordan in January.
There. Exactly. So your January vote would be the same in October or November or any time of the year, right?
I mean, unless Jim Jordan did something to lose that vote. My point, Sean, but my point to make it abundantly clear, Kevin McCarthy was never going to get past October. He was never going to get past the first debt hearing.
Of course, because he's a uniparty.
So why So what I'm saying is Matt Gaetz wanted this to happen, and he wanted it to happen. The reason it looks personal to me is he could have just stayed. He could have stated his case in January and stayed and never gave in. He gave in, and now he gets to make his tours on cable news. I'm not saying I disagree with everything Matt Gaetz does. I'm just saying that. And, by the way, a rhino usually is someone who votes with Democrats. Matt Gaetz worked with Ilhan Omar and Democrats to get rid of Kevin McCarthy. So, in his own right, he kind of acted as a rhino. I appreciate the call. That is my take on it. And again, that's just my take. Like, not everyone agrees with me. And, you know, Sean's right. I probably do agree with Matt Gaetz more than I agree with Kevin McCarthy. I just think it's poor timing. And again, I think just like the I'm going to get myself in a lot of trouble here. Just like the way the Tea Party acted in 2010 is what we are seeing now. And again, long-term vision. The Republicans never have long-term vision. But if Joe Biden gets elected, there's a lot of things that could play in a part of this. We're over a year away. But again, I do think this is going to help no one but Joe Biden. And again, if that's what you want, great. But I thought the Republican Party wanted to get majorities in all across D.C. and actually get real change done. Right now, we're getting no change done. And I hate to break the news to you. I don't care if the Speaker of the House is Jim Jordan or Joe Beamer. It's not going to change anything, the outcome of the next year in Congress. I think it's embarrassing. Okay? And again, I'm not sitting here saying Kevin McCarthy should be the Speaker of the House. I really, at this point, don't care who the Speaker of the House is. I would just think if Matt Gaetz is such a hero and Matt Gaetz had such a plan, why wasn't this plan put into place before he made his media rounds and got rid of Kevin McCarthy? That's all I'm saying. Like, I think sometimes people are just so, how do I say this? Are just so like, this is what I want. This is the way to go. But again, you've got to have a plan. Okay, once it happens, you know what I mean? It's like, all right, we're going to, I can't think of a good analogy, but we're going to do this. And then once you actually get through, oh, wait, crap. I didn't know what we were going to do once this happened. It's like Matt Gaetz didn't think it was actually going to happen because he had no plan of what to do afterwards. That's what it looks like to me. And I just wish someone would be the adult, which I hate using that term because we had to hear it for 4 years. But I wish someone would be the adult and say, hey, let's go. Just put in a, how about we just flip a coin that has names on it, because they probably have enough money in D.C. to make it. Let's flip a coin with names on it, and the name it lands on is the name we're going to put on the ballot, and that's who we're going to vote for. Because literally nothing's getting done now. You might disagree with what Kevin McCarthy did, but there's a lot less getting done now than when Kevin McCarthy was the Speaker of the House. And again, this is not the Kevin McCarthy fan club. And I'm not saying that Matt Gaetz is right or wrong. I'm saying Matt Gaetz should never have let up in January, because you know all along this was the plan. He was going to do this. He was going to find a way to do this the first chance he did. That's all. All right. I don't want to get too political today. I saw something to come across the news, and it upset me, and that's not fair. But I'd like a functioning government. I don't care if it's, I lean more to the right. So obviously I care what ideals are in that functioning government. I just want a functioning government. And right now, I mean, it looks like the Republicans are no better than the Democrats. And that's why I say, I mean, my number one thing is, let's just unelect all of Congress and have a special election. Just have a special election for every district in America. Because, you know what, if there was one thing, Sean's not all wrong, right? I mean, there are politicians, and there are politicians that a majority of this audience probably voted for, who aren't, that don't go into every debate, right, on the floor with their best interest. Sean's probably right about that. I don't think Matt Gaetz, though, is changing any of that. And again, it's just showing more dysfunction. To me, it's embarrassing. And again, I don't know what the answer is. I know we can't just unelect all of them and have a special election. That's ridiculous. But hey, do you have a better idea? 803-0930, star 930. We're not, I don't want to get up. It's Friday. Let's have fun. I shouldn't have gone on that rant. That was wrong of me. I'm sorry. Beamer in for Bowerly. Just my final conclusion. I would have put Jim Jordan as the speaker in January. I mean, that's what I would have done. But you know what? I'm not in Congress. And that's probably for the better because I'm not the best at times. I am on the mic because I don't want to lose the FCC license. I'm not the best at times controlling what comes out of my mouth. And I have been known, you know, to maybe say things a little more extreme than I want to say them. So maybe it's good that I'm not in Congress. Like, I have no interest in ever being a politician. But if it were up to me, I would have said, Jim Jordan in January, maybe we're not in this situation. But you know what? We are in the situation. And like I said, we'll be talking about it on Sunday. Dave Leventhal from Raw Stories joining us. And I hope Congresswoman Claudia Tenney will be joining us. The invitation is there. Hopefully she'll be able to join us and put a perspective, at least from her point of view, of what exactly is going on in the Congress with the speaker's vote. So I'm sure a lot will happen over the weekend, and we will see there. And to the texter, to Sean, yes, there were definitely problems I had with McCarthy, and I think a lot of people did. Like I said, I just think there should have been a more thought-out plan on the after. You know, it's like when you're a kid and you break into school. I don't know why you would do it, but maybe you break into school to get something. You're like, oh my gosh, I'm actually here. What's my plan? You know, back Christmas Eve one year, Joe Duff left his disposable camera in the stadium, and I went back to the stadium and, you know, thinking I'll never get in, and then I jumped one wall and got in. It's like, oh, what do I do from here? Well, how do I get to the seats? You know what I mean? It seems like that's the thing. Oh my gosh, it actually happened. What do we do now? And no one knows. Again, that's why it comes across to me that it was just to get the spotlight of the media tour. But we'll see. 803-0930, star 930 is the number. Now, we've talked about the layoffs at Geico. We talked about pain management. How do you manage your pain? And we've talked about cable and streaming. And, you know, streaming was supposed to be the cheaper option to cable. I mean, now if you have a majority or all of the streaming services, you are probably spending more than you are on cable. And I would argue you're not getting as much as you were with cable because you don't have the live stations. So if you want to comment on anything of that, we will. When we come back, though, and now, guys, you don't have to use names. You can call in anonymous on this one, okay? But it's the holiday season. I can officially say that. Why? Hallmark started their countdown to Christmas this morning, and they will have nothing but Christmas movies on for the rest of the season. GAC Family has already started. So you have two channels going all Christmas all the time. There was a Dear Abby this week. Yes, you know I love Dear Abby. There's a Dear Abby this week of someone who wanted their sibling to stop sending the holiday newsletter. And we've all seen this newsletter, right? Now, some of them are fun and to the point, and you look forward to them every year. Others drag on. They, what's the word we're looking for? They might overhype certain things that happen. They might take things and stretch the truth. Holiday newsletters, do you have them? Do you send them? Do you receive them? And do you get some that are just absolutely cringe? Or if you send them, how do you keep them fun? What do you include in it? 803-0930, star 930. It's time to start thinking about those holiday newsletters here on News Radio 930 WBEN.